Welcome to Stateside. I'm April Baer. College campuses pose such particular problems in containing and treating COVID-19. In Washtenaw County alone, students at the University of Michigan make up about two-thirds of all COVID infections in the county. One of the state's major universities appears to have gotten through the pandemic with relatively minor issues in the way of infections and infection rates. That's Wayne State University in Detroit. A recent New York Times article comparing college campus infections showed Wayne State with fewer than 500 total COVID cases and just 60 cases so far this year. By comparison, U of M had closer to 5,000 total, 1,500 of them since January. So what is Wayne State doing differently? Here to talk about his university's approach is President M. Roy Wilson. President Wilson, welcome to Stateside.
Thank you.
We've watched so many institutions across the state struggling to thread the needle of providing the college experience that students are coming for while containing the spread of this novel virus. How has it landed with you that Wayne State has not faced major containment issues?
I think the main thing is just the behavior of our students. We're not a residential campus that has a lot of week life, for example. So, you know, our students are just different than some students, like, for example, at Michigan State and University of Michigan, where Greek life is a very big part of the student experience. It's a very, very small part of our student experience. And so I think it's mainly the behavior of our students. I think the other part also is that, you know, we do have a public health committee that we started at the beginning of the pandemic. That's made up of experts from a number of different hospitals that we're affiliated with, DMC, Henry Ford, nurses, epidemiologists, and they get together on a weekly basis and monitor the data coming from the state, from the city, our own data, and advise us. And so they've been doing a good job, I think, and has been very conservative in terms of their approach.
I do wonder if Detroit's very dire situation in the early weeks of the pandemic didn't have some kind of role in forming this, even for students who do not live in Detroit, who might be commuting in from surrounding communities or international students, if the very high contagion rate and death rate in those early days sobered a lot of people into taking the precautions very seriously. Do you think that's true?
Oh, I absolutely think that's true. Now, if you live in Detroit, if you lived in Detroit in, let's say, February, March into April, there's no way that you could not know someone who had succumbed to COVID-19. I mean, everyone knew at least one person, and most of us knew multiple people who did not do well. And so there's no question that very, very heavy burden of disease early on made people much more careful, much more vigilant, had them more compliant with face masks and other public health measures than might have been the case in some other areas of the state where the early impact was not nearly as great.
What has learning looked like for students at Wayne State over the past year?
Well, you know, like other universities, we had to go predominantly remote, and it's a different experience. Now, I will tell you that many students have acclimated very nicely to it. They thrived, but there are some students who are going to have problems. You know, there are students who don't have the same kind of resources to be able to have a environment at home conducive to being on a computer. There are students who, just the way they learn, they need that interaction with people. So for a variety of reasons, there's going to be a subset of students where remote learning just isn't going to work out very well for them. And so we've certainly seen that, and we've tried to do everything we can to mitigate the negative effects of that. But for the most part, I think students have adjusted very well. We try to put on as many classes face-to-face as we can for those classes that where it's just very difficult to do it to totally remotely. And I'm talking about some of the clinics, laboratory classes, things like dance. You know, there are certain classes where it's just a much better experience to do it face-to-face. And so we've tried to, as much as possible, allow those to continue to be face-to-face. But there's no question that overall experience has been greatly impacted this year for all students.
Right. There's no question that all institutions are also dealing with certain financial constraints. I mean, you can't double your space to accommodate physical distancing. You can't necessarily, you know, bulk up your teaching staff at a time like this to provide extra academic help. Could you tell us a little bit more about the mitigation efforts that Wayne State has gone through to try to help people who are maybe struggling academically through this?
Yeah, I mean, certainly you've hit on some of the issues. For universities, you know, we are not going to be able to have large classes like we used to. Some of the classes that are like the freshman classes for biology and classes like that, are, you know, it's sometimes there are 200, 250 students to a large classroom. Well, certainly we're not going to be able to do that. And so we've got to be able to spread people out. We started what's called a restart committee. Very early on in the, I would say, February, March timeframe, and we've been meeting weekly. And that committee has people like the person in charge of facilities, the person in charge of grounds, person in charge of housing. And so we meet on a weekly basis to discuss different issues. A lot of issues related to facilities that we had to mitigate. The error controlling systems, you know, all that has been changed out for the most part. Being able to have a system where we have frequent cleanings than we used to have. Having bacterial resistant door handles, you know, all kinds of things like that, which is new for us and does cost a fair amount of funds. But our model all along has been safety first. So all of our decisions are going to be based on what's the most safest thing for our students and our faculty and staff, and other considerations last. So we really haven't thought about the financial impact of many of the things that we've done. If it was the right thing to do for safety reasons, we've done it. And we'll face the financial consequences of that, you know, later. But we think that it's really important to make sure that safety is our first consideration in whatever decisions we make.
On the subject of finances, I've got to believe that enrollment has changed during this time. Could you tell us a little bit about what Wayne State's experience has been with that?
Well, this might surprise you, but our fall 2020 enrollment, which was, you know, right at the height of the epidemic or the pandemic, we had the largest freshman class in the history of the university. So we had a large class come in. In our winter semester, we had a slight fall off from last year as more students, for whatever reason, didn't come back. But even then, that was only about a 2% decline from last year. And last year was also a very large class. We are concerned about this coming fall because, as you've already, you know, identified, I mean, it's a different learning experience. Many of our students, particularly from Detroit, you know, just won't have had the face-to-face interactions that most students that go to college have had in their senior year of high school in preparation for college. Not having had that experience is going to be difficult for many students. And so our enrollment thus far for fall is lower than what I would like it to be. I think a lot of that has to do with the fact that we get a lot of our students from Detroit. And Detroit and minorities have been disproportionately impacted by the remote learning. And so we're going to have to work hard between now and fall to make sure that our enrollment is what will be typical for fall enrollment for us.
Dr. Wilson, you alluded to just the ways Detroit has changed during this time. We know some businesses have folded up. There's been decreased foot traffic from commuters working in the city. Could you say something about just how the city looks and feels to you right now and what you think the prospects are going forward?
Well, you know, the city doesn't look or feel normal at all. As you mentioned, I mean, there's a lot of business that are boarded up, but it's a sacrifice that has to be made. I disagree with, you know, some of the decisions being made around the country in terms of trying to get back to complete normality at this point in time. I think it's the wrong thing to do. I think that Detroit, as has most of Michigan, been very responsible in their responses and have prioritized safety over economics. You know, obviously there's economic cost to that, and that can't be done forever. But I think there's a little bit more sacrifice that's necessary in order to have a brighter future. I think Detroit is on the right path. It's done a very good job. The percent positivity in the city right now is lower than that of the rest of Michigan. Our campus is extremely low. Our percent positivity is in the 0.2% range, something like that. So it's extremely low. And I feel optimistic with the new vaccines coming out and the supply getting more plentiful. I feel very optimistic that Detroit, as well as most of Michigan, will do fine.
M. Roy Wilson is the president of Wayne State University. Dr. Wilson, thank you.
Thank you very much.
In other stories we're following, Detroit has made the decision to begin vaccinating people with disabilities.
People with intellectual and developmental disabilities are 3 times more likely to die from COVID than other people.
We'll talk next with one activist who helped make it happen. We'll be right back.